See, there was 5 days, and we got 3 horses. Well, on the 5th day, when I was to ride my horse, somebody stole my saddle. And I didn't have any saddle to ride. Well, I felt bad because the saddle wasn't mine. But this fella, he got one of the boys' saddles that they'd been riding. And he fit my stirrups and helped me get the stirrups fit. And then there was another fella from Rocky Ford by the name of Bussy. And he wanted to kind of help me out, because you'd see these boys, they could see that I was green and I needed some help. So anyway, he snubbed down the horse, and the last horse they took out on the racetrack right in front of the grandstand. The other two I had rode just in the arena in the center, but this one they took out there. His name was Blue Dog. And just as they turned this horse loose, one of the judges hollered, "Don't turn that horse loose. That horse is one of the men's horses." And it was one of the worst horses they had. But they'd already turned it loose. Well, I rode, and I was on it, and I rode it. Well, there was nothing else they could do but give me the championship for bronc riding. Well, I never did don't know whoever stole the saddle. Never did ever find it. Never did know, and don't know who switched the horses. See, they switched the horses. And because, you see, I rode what they call slick. I rode like the cowboys. And the other girls rode with their stirrups hobbled. And that is a strap that they tie their stirrups underneath the horse's stomach. Well, they get their feet in those stirrups and turn their toes out. It's hard to buck them off. But I never even heard of a hobble. And so I rode just like the cowboys did. Well, there was nothing but what I won this, see. Mm-hmm.